All right, everybody, welcome back. We're diving deep today into making those student learning outcomes, SLOs, actually meaningful.
Yeah.
Not just kind of like boxes to check.
Right.
But really making a difference for students.
Yeah.
And to help us on this quest, we're turning to, well, the champions of SLO effectiveness.
Yes.
Coaches. The California Outcomes Assessment Coordinators Hub.
That's it.
Now, we ask coaches a pretty big question, like, what's out there beyond just California's resources to make these SLOs, sing?
Right. And they've really stepped up, gone above and beyond. They have this curated website, which is fantastic. But then they've got AI-driven tools, a podcast, YouTube, social media.
Wow.
All designed to make SLO knowledge so accessible.
I love that. And those Friday SLO talks.
Oh, yes.
They're like little bursts of professional development, and they record them.
They do.
So you can catch up anytime.
Anytime.
And they're having their annual SLO symposium.
Oh, that's coming up.
Over 1,000 attendees.
It's huge.
So this is a big deal. But let's rewind for a sec.
Yeah.
What about like someone totally new to this whole SLO thing? Where do they even begin?
Start small.
Okay.
Pick one course or even a program and nail down those clear, measurable outcomes.
Okay.
Think of it like a pilot project.
Gotcha. Like a testing ground.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't be a lone wolf. Collaborate. Coaches and colleagues are there to help.
Yeah, bounce ideas around.
Share strategies. It's a community.
And don't forget about tech.
Oh, that's right.
AI and those learning management systems, those LMSs, can streamline all that data.
Absolutely. Make it way less intimidating.
Because at the end of the day, SLOs, they're about learning, right? Mm-hmm. Not just checking boxes.
They're about giving students the skills that actually matter beyond the classroom walls.
And that takes like ongoing learning for us educators too, right?
Oh, sure.
Workshops, webinars, conferences, like that big SLO symposium.
Yep. It's a journey, not a destination.
Continuous improvement. I love it. But it's easy to get, bogged down.
It is.
So what's the secret? How do we stay motivated?
Celebrate the wins. Hmm. I like that.
Even small improvements in those learning outcomes, they deserve recognition.
Yeah.
Share those successes.
Okay.
Holds momentum. Keeps everyone engaged.
So we've gone from California-specific resources to this whole world of tools and frameworks.
Right.
Plus, practical advice for those just starting out.
Absolutely.
It's been quite a deep dive.
It have.
So now I got to ask you, as you're listening to all this, thinking about your own SLO process.
Yeah.
What's one small change you could make? Based on what we've talked about.
What could have the biggest impact for your students?
Think about that. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Coaches, those Friday SLO talks,
mm-hmm.
It's a whole community of educators ready to support you.
Absolutely.
So keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep those SLRs focused on what truly matters.
Student success.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.